Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us today. When I say us, well, I'm talking about Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Steve. We're
always
glad to be with you, too.
Always good to have you on the phone, on the program with us. Yes.
Well, I'm really thrilled to be with you. And if you're watching us on television, you can see my new $15 Goodwill table in the background. You know, I'll tell you.
That's a great find.
It is. I find quite a few great finds there, much to the irritation of my wife. Anyway, if you want to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. I really hope you'll join us today. This could be a great day for you. Could be the beginning of something totally different in your life if you just call us. And if you can't get through here, of course, we have an 800 number. That's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But we're going to be in the studio for 3 hours. 1-800-229-3000. And I want to mention, I am preaching this weekend. No matter where you are, you could listen to it. Actually, you could watch it online at northviewchurch.us. And that's going to be 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, 9 and 11 a.m. on Sunday. That's Eastern Time. And this is one great church, and it's an amazing privilege to get to preach at this church, to be the teaching pastor. I'm going to be talking about love. And if you've got enough love in your life, don't even listen. If you're able to love people, don't even think about it.
Can we tell about the special ending, or is that a surprise?
We'll just put that on hold because we don't know if it's going to happen.
But okay.
I'm going to do something a little bit different.
Might be a surprise ending.
Yeah, do something a little different at the end. Now, here's the deal. We've got a Life Recovery Conference coming up. Dave and I are doing that conference with several other people on the New Life team. We're very excited about this. It's October the 7th, Mariners Church in Southern California. You would want to come if you need a little boost in your Christian 12-step recovery, or you've been in 12-step recovery, you don't know what Christian recovery is even all about. You would find out at this. Also, if you want to run a group and find some, and need some new insight and ideas about group running, this would be a great time for you, and you can find out about it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Anything you want to add about the Life Recovery Conference, Dave?
Well, anybody that's interested in discipleship ought to consider coming, because what we do is we make recovery a synonym with discipleship, because it's Christian recovery and it's life recovery. So it's recovering from the issues of life, whatever the problems are.
Right. And you might say, well, you know what? I don't really need recovery because I was delivered from my addiction. Well, here's what we've discovered over the years. We've never met anybody who was delivered out of an addiction and into mature adult character. I've never seen that. And also, we've never met anybody when he or she was delivered from their sexual addiction or drug addiction or whatever it was, that the family was instantly delivered from their bitterness, resentment, and anger over all the stuff that they've had to put up with. Nope. Recovery is a character-building program, one simple step at a time. First step
is... Can't we all use character growth?
Yeah. You can. That first step is a big one. It's just simply saying, I don't think I can handle this by myself or doing what I've always been doing. The second step is essentially... You know, there is a God who can. And the third is saying, I am going to willingly surrender to that God and let Him do for me what I cannot do for myself. That's all about life recovery. We'll take a break. We'll come back at 1-800-229-3000. Come join us. We'll give you your life back.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Your phone call is 1-800-229-3000. We're going to go to Dwayne. Dwayne's calling us from the great station WAVA right there in Washington, D.C. Dwayne, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Well, we're all right, and we want to help you however we can.
I appreciate it. My question is, there's been some infidelity in my marriage on my wife's end. I don't have solid proof, like visual proof. She admitted to it a couple years ago, and I found out that they're still keeping in contact. And I just want to know, you know, should I hang in and fight for my marriage or just give up? Now, as a side note, I do want to put out there that I did, when I left, I let her know to contact me when she's ready to let me know if she's ready to fight for the marriage or just give it up. And, you know, I've heard from her, but she hasn't brought that up, you know? So I've been praying on it and I don't know. I just need some help, you know what
I
mean?
Okay,
buddy.
It's really hard.
Well, you called the right place. Now let me ask, you're going to have to turn your radio off there. I think that's the first thing you need to do. But here's the thing. Do you guys have kids or not?
Yes,
do you have any?
Okay. Kids, yes.
All right. So they're going to need a strong father, right?
Right.
And it'd be best, I think, if that father was in the home, no matter what.
Yeah.
And if she is not going to, if she's not going to cut off the relationship because she's, for whatever reason, so involved with him that he's coming before you and he's coming before the children,
right.
It doesn't seem like you ought to be the one that would have to move out there.
Well, yeah, I understand.
You're already separated, aren't you, Dwayne?
Yes, it's going on a month now, you know, and I do see my children every time I'm off, and but that's not enough for me, you know.
No.
It's not. And I'm so sorry.
No,
and,
you're fine.
Oh, that's okay. It's very raw for you.
Yeah.
One of the things that's important to understand is that as long as she's involved with somebody else, it's pretty hard to work on the marriage and to do something. You can only work on getting well yourself and dealing with the pain that you're living with.
And so what are you doing, buddy? What do you have to help you to try to keep yourself together and get through this. I've been exactly where you are. I know this pain, and it is horrific.
Mm-hmm. The worst. It's absolutely the worst. So we feel for you, Dwayne.
I'm sorry to cut you off, you know, but to answer your question,
okay.
I really, you know, I have my family, my wife is my best friend. Mm. My children and my family, that's my everything. So I don't have friends, you know, I didn't go out, I don't do that, you know, I'm 41 years old, and I've been, that was my high, she's my high school sweetheart, you know, and it's been 22 years.
Well, okay, so let me ask you this.
What I'm doing.
Okay, let me ask you this. If it was that close and connected, if I was talking to her, mm-hmm. what do you think she would say would be the excuse that would cause her to abandon and betray you the way she did?
Well, I think I know that first she would deny it. She told me, because like I said, 2 years ago is when she admitted to it, when I first found out about it. And the guy, like, he was one of my friends. He was over for birthday cookouts, and, you know, I consider, I met him through her, and she introduced him as the coworker that's like the little twatter.
So, again, what would she say would, 2 years ago, what would she say was the reason that she would give it all up for somebody else? Why would she betray you if you guys are best friends?
I put my wife through a lot. I put my wife through things that I'm even embarrassed to admit to myself.
What are those things? Let's get that on the table. What are they? Is it pornography? Did you have an affair? What's going on?
Inappropriate texting. I never had a sexual affair, an emotional affair, I would admit to. And I've damaged her as far as her trust for me. And,
sure.
You know, and she's the type that want to hurt me as much as she's been hurt. But like I keep telling her, you're metaphorically crucifying me for things that I've done over 5 years ago and justifying your current action with my past action.
Mm-hmm. Right. So infidelity comes in many different forms in this day and age.
Okay.
And so you really have to do some work on you if you expect her to do some work on her. And it doesn't sound to me like that you ever really, you might have stopped texting, but it doesn't sound like you've done any work on your character where she would say, wow, he became the guy that I thought he always was. So in the case of where infidelity occurs, here's the reality. If you leave, if you divorce, you will probably get married again, and you'll have another marriage. Well, you're going to have the same kind of problems in the next marriage. Mm-hmm. But now you're going to have children living somewhere else, and it's going to be a big mess. So if you're going to have another marriage, I suggest you have that marriage with the woman you're married to. If she doesn't care...
Because you have to do the work either way, Steve, right?
And and if she doesn't care about you, it could be because you've never, ever, out of remorse, repentance, regret, you've never stepped up and said, here's what I'm going to do to make it up to you when you discovered all of those texts. Now, you can't control what she's going to do. But you need to do that kind of stuff because that's the right thing to do.
Right. And it's the right thing to do for your children.
Right.
Right? And we could ask you kind of the same question that we were asking of your wife. If you guys are best friends, why were you going outside of the marriage? What was breaking down in your emotional connection between the two of you? Because, see, now she doesn't trust you, so she's emotionally connecting with someone else who she has a fantasy about that is trustworthy.
And so you don't trust her anymore. So trust is broken both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And, I mean, she knows that, you know, I've overheard her say, tell my daughter, you know, he's not cheating anymore, so he want to leave his phone here intentionally. And, you know, I was downstairs and they were upstairs. She thought I left the house.
Okay.
But well, I'm saying that to
Dwayne,
say, you know,
Dwayne.
She, yes.
Okay. I got to move you along here because you have to focus on the stuff that you can focus
right.
on.
Right, not the kind of tit for tat stuff that goes on.
Okay.
Right,
so
out of two people that are right. hurt, that doesn't move you forward right. figuring out who's right in the little arguments.
So, right. so here's what I think you need to do. I think you need to get a male counselor.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to move back home and be the dad to those kids.
Yep.
I think you need to be going to some kind of recovery group. I wish you could go to Every Man's Battle.
Yes.
And I wish she could go to Restore, or both of you could come to the Marriage Intensive.
Mm-hmm.
But whether you can do that or not, you need to get into recovery for your problem that led you to betray who you call your best friend. If you guys don't sound like best friends, you sound like worst friends. Best friends don't betray each other.
Right.
Worst friends betray each other. So you've got to start dealing with reality here. Build your character. Go be the father. It doesn't matter how angry you are. And then maybe she would see you starting to change your life, and she might decide, I better shape up here or I'm going to miss out on what I always wanted to be true about the two of us. Jill,
right. Well, you're waiting, too, for her to take the action step. I mean, you moved out, okay, as a way of creating the separation, and you're saying, call me when you're ready to work on it. Okay. Well, now it's time for you to step up and fight. And I think I like Steve's idea of you move back and you go, you know what, I'm fighting for this marriage. And you can decide what you want to do. It's not okay to have the other guy. And I need to own my part. And so I'm going to start getting help for that. And hopefully you'll see that we're worth fighting for.
And here are the things that I'm going to do. And one of the things you got to do is get some male support around it. Not just
yeah.
a male counselor, but some male support.
So that's where going
men's
to
Bible
some groups.
Studies or something.
Yeah, you got to start making
groups.
Friends from scratch because
yep.
you
yep.
need them.
Okay, so I'm going to send you Every Man's Battle.
Okay, and what about Worthy? Worthy of Her Trust?
And I'll send Worthy of Her Trust, and I'll send you a Life Recovery Bible because you need them all, every one of them. And you got to get your act together, no matter what she has done. And then hopefully you could call us and say, hey, I think we're willing to go to that marriage intensive and pull this thing back together.
Yeah. You know, Steve, Dave and I both have sent people to all three of those conferences that you mentioned. In fact, one couple went boom, 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 like
yeah.
three weeks
the wife
in a row.
And I saw the husband.
Right, right. And they're doing better as a result. So they're still together, right, Dave?
Yes, doing
yep.
well.
Yep.
It changes things
mm-hmm.
when you get help. It really does. So I understand your bitterness, your anger. But look, folks, we can sit around and die in our shame.
Yeah.
We can separate because we want to blame somebody else for the pain we're experiencing,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff. Or we could just go ahead and decide, I'm going to get better
right.
myself. That's what I'm
right.
going to do.
That's the avenue.
Yes. And Steve, you know, you mentioned stopping a behavior is good, but that's not where you stop in terms of the work, right? That's
right.
just the starting point. You stop the wrong behavior, but then you have to build in and work on why that wrong behavior entered your life in the first place.
Right. It's like a person who is an alcoholic, missing work, furious at everybody around them, and you talk to them about the alcoholism and they say, well, I can quit anytime. Well, what does that have to do with anything? That doesn't make your life mm-hmm. any different. In fact,
they call it
up,
a dry drunk.
Right.
Yeah, give
yeah.
up the thing you're addicted to and now go live your life without the thing you depend on to comfort yourself. You're going to be more miserable to everybody mm-hmm. around you than you were to start with. So let's just, all of us, wherever we are, may not be as an extreme case as this, let's do what we each can do to make life better for ourselves and those that love us. And when you're ready to do something, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I mentioned the workshop. It's September 21st in Dallas, Texas. Mylon Kay, myself will be there, and lives will be changed, even if you hate each other. But also, if you just like to have the best marriage you possibly can, we're going to tell you how intimacy can achieve at every level of the relationship. You can call and find out about that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To join us here, it's 1-800-229-3000. We'll go to, well, now there's the music. We're going to go to Shaive. Is that the way you pronounce your name, Shaive?
Yes.
Okay, you hold on, and we'll go to this break, and we'll get with you right after this. He listens online. Glad that he does. You know, the best way to listen is our app, the New Life app, because you just, wherever you are, I've done it. If the show's on, you click it. If it's been on, you click it, and you can hear whatever the show was when it was on. Pretty easy. And let me mention this. A gift of any amount, I would love to send you this new book in the Arterburn Wellness Series. The book is entitled Loving, Understanding and Loving a Person with Narcissistic Personality Disorder. Do you know a narcissist? If you don't know one, I bet you think you do. And boy, this could help you understand them and even love them. We'll be back.
I had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, but it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 21st to the 23rd.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself and our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I've ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today. You can join us 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Let's go back and talk with Shaive. And, how you doing? And how can we help you today?
Hi, good morning or good afternoon, guys. My name is Shaive, and I was calling to get some advice. I just came out of three years ago, I came out of a 19-year marriage, I'm sorry. My ex-wife and I were married for 19 years. We married at 19 years old, and we lasted 19 years. Very active in ministry. I became an ordained pastor, on the tail end of our divorce. My wife had three affairs with three different men. But that's not the issue I'm calling about, just trying to give you guys a little backdrop. Now, the issue is our children. We have four children, 23, 19, 18, and 16. Now, my 23-year-old, he's married. He lives on his own. My 19-year-old, my 18-year-old, my 16-year-old were all living with me after the divorce happened. Since then, my 19-year-old, which is my daughter, and my 18-year-old, which is a son of mine, decided to go and live with their mother. And ever since then, their life has taken a turn for the worse. My daughter's pregnant out of wedlock, smoking marijuana and getting drunk and things like that, the same as my son. So my 16-year-old lives with me now, and he's very troubled, violent tendencies, very disrespectful, very defiant. But those tendencies had been happening with him since he was 13 years old. And this was before, you know, the divorce and things like that. So the nature of my call is to see how do I set healthy boundaries for my children, because they tend to play me and try to take me on guilt trips when they don't get their way and things like that. And I find myself wanting to send my 16-year-old son to, like, a military school or some sort of an alternative school to get him the help that he needs, because he has no respect for authority. And this was going on since before the divorce. He has no respect for authority, very defiant, violent tendencies, very disrespectful. And I just need some advice on that, okay, on how to set healthy boundaries and how not to fall prey to manipulation for my children.
Okay, so when they decided to live with mom, what was happening with you and them that they decided to go live with her?
Well, they were not allowed to do what they wanted to do. They wasn't allowed to drink and smoke and do all the things that they are allowed to do when they're with their mother. Their mother left the Lord. She backslid from the Lord and just became reckless in her lifestyle. So, you know, my mindset is wherever they can, you know, do what they want to do at with no accountability and no order or no structure, then that's where they'll tend to go to. So there was nothing going on as far as the relationship was concerned. The relationship was great, but I looked at it like they took an opportunity where they have more freedom to do what they want.
And kids will do
right.
that.
Yeah, kids will do that. They'll split that way. And when they're going down a wrong path, unfortunately, a lot of times they do turn to the path of least resistance there. So it makes it very, very difficult for you. I really feel for you in the position you're in. I guess one question I would have for you is, it sounds like you were trying to hold your kids accountable and you have been setting boundaries, which is important to do because in the long run, that's what they'll respect. But it also has to not be void of really connecting with their hearts and really listening to them. And it's easy when you see them going astray to get really anxious and want to crack down on the boundaries and forget about the relationship part. So I'm wondering how, you know, how that has ferreted out for you.
Well, I tend to have a open dialogue with my children. You know, they are free to express themselves. You know, if there's something, I create an atmosphere of inclusion because I understand that rules without relationship result in rebellion. So I always try to keep an open dialogue with them and always try to keep the relationship intact with them, but still also hold on to the boundaries that I have set in place. So it's not like I'm just this tyrant or this dictator, you know, saying a bunch of thou shalt nots. There's always mercy, there's always grace, and there's always forgiveness when it comes to my relationship with them. But I feel like now I'm getting to the point to where I feel like I'm enabling them to continue down, you know, negative behavior without consequences.
Well, it's pretty hard to give consequences when they don't live with you.
Right.
It's a tough one. They know your position on things, so they're not ignorant of that, and you really need to get involved with an Al-Anon group or something that helps you understand some of what you're up against. But I'll tell you, praying for them and getting other people to pray for them is going to be the most powerful thing you can do, because hopefully they move through a phase of this and come back to their senses and get back on track with their lives.
So, continuing to try to connect with them.
Yeah.
So
don't lose touch with them, their heart.
Yeah. I think what you were wanting.
My ex-wife is, she's planting seeds. And, this is the big issue. My ex-wife is planting seeds to my children because they will follow her influence no matter what. One thing I learned that children will always love their mother and always follow them, you know, even if it's detrimental to, you know, to them, they will follow their
instincts. Shaiv, you called and asked for help, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
But you're telling us a lot of stuff. So I want to tell you some stuff when we come back from this break, okay? Because I think I wouldn't be doing you a service by just letting you say the things that mm-hmm. you believe to be true, such as kids will always love their mother no matter what. Well, that isn't true.
Right.
There are many instances where that's not true.
And they go towards the elusive parent.
So I'm going to help you here.
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Every Man's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Every Man's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Talking with Shaib. Okay, so I think what you wanted to know is, you know, how do you set the boundaries without pushing a child away?
Mm-hmm.
You have a 16-year-old living with you, right?
16-year-old son. Who
okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Right.
So I just want to give you a couple of things. If you're not spending at least 30 minutes a day, given this situation, eyeball to eyeball with him, listening to him, or playing a computer game with him, or listening to music with him, and getting into his world, nothing is going to work. Second thing is, at 16, he needs male touch. And sometimes that's a walk with an arm around. Sometimes it's just sitting close to each other side by side. But I'm telling you, he needs his dad's physical touch to feel connected to you. Eyeballs, time, and touch are the those are three things that if you're not doing that with a 16-year-old, given that the mom is doing what she's doing, then you're not using all of the tools that
right.
you could use. And it could be uncomfortable for a long time in trying to have that time with him, but it'll get easier the more he sees your effort to just be with him. And here's the challenge for a preacher like you.
Mm-hmm.
To be with him for 30 minutes and not say anything that you think is right or anything that you think is wrong with somebody else, it's not a time for you to teach him anything
no.
or know anything.
Right.
It's a time for you to be with him. That could be valuable. Jill, you have
something. Well, yeah, because I was going to say, Shaib, if you talk at your kids, the way you're sharing with us, you know, they're going to tune you out. I mean, you know a lot. You're a preacher. You have good things to say, but Steve is exactly right. They know you. They've heard it all, and they need to see it demonstrated, not just talked about. And it's hard. And I know, you know, with my kids, I'm a psychologist, and they've heard it all. And they have to tell me, okay, Mom, we don't want to hear what you think.
Don't
right?
play shrink
now,
with me.
Now they give it back to me, right.
The whole thing is to listen to them. Your son is angry. I wonder if you know why he's angry and what he's really rebelling against inside. So spend a lot of time doing what Steve and Jill are saying, but and make sure that you do a lot of listening and understanding and encouraging him to talk by responding
to what he
says.
Yeah, you want
to
hear him. You want to draw him out as much as possible and let him articulate what he thinks about life and about things instead of you telling him.
And sometimes the best way to do that is to take a walk together.
Yeah.
And halfway through the walk, he starts talking.
Yes, during an activity that he likes.
I think it's important for, you know, I'm a preacher and I'm a teacher. And a lot of times us preachers, we think, hey, God was all into telling us the truth. And so that's what I'm going to do with everybody. Well, not your family. I mean, you want to tell them the truth, but not all the time.
Right.
You're not God. Your flesh, your blood, they need to feel God's love flowing through you. Not all the time it's just God's truth flowing through you. And many times it's God's truth tainted to become our truth to manipulate the kids, and that doesn't work. So I found parenting to be quite humbling myself.
Mm-hmm.
And just when you think you got it figured out, you don't. So I'm going to just invite you to do what my wife suggests, and that is humble down. Humble down with this 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Tonight, sit down with him and say, I'm so concerned about our relationship. I call some people. I talk to three folks who think they know what they're talking about. And here's what I think. I think I haven't been spending just time with you. I think I've been
listening
demanding.
To you as much.
I don't think I listen enough. And I don't think I love the stuff that you love. And so anyway, I just really hope that you'll sit down with him and level with him and say, I'd sure like a do-over, and I'd kind of like it to start right now.
Well, and ask him for his help. Yeah. Ask him for his help. Yeah. And I can I add, Steve, that
absolutely.
I just think that if this kid has been having these anger issues for a while now, since before the divorce, I think some counseling is in order, and maybe the two of you go together to work on your relationship and work on helping him, you know, to be his best self.
Amen. All right. Hope that's helpful to you. I'm going to send you a copy of How We Love Our Kids. Mylon Kay's book takes so much of all that they teach and how we love and puts it right there into a great parenting book. Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio. Larry, we're closing out this August. Talk to us. What do we need to know?
Well, July and August were really tough. We need some help, more than we've been getting. And so I'm here to appeal to you and ask you if you would do that. I also want to thank, I don't ever want to forget to thank the folks that have been giving, and especially our Club New Life members, month after month. God bless you and thank you for giving. I wanted to share an email we got. This gentleman says, I've been really blessed by this ministry. Just wanted to let you and everyone there know. The online free resource, 7 free books sent to me, live and off the air Christian radio advice, and the way you guys just freely give to people, advice or materials. My heart is touched, and I can do more, and this is good ground to sow in. So I want to up my $30 per month to $100 per month.
Wow.
And I just love that.
Nice
jump.
That's
great. Yeah.
And he's pretty special.
He's fairly new because he received the 7 books.
Yeah.
So some of you, you know, I know not everybody can increase their giving. And so if that's your case, I'm not hollering at you, but if you're one who can, would you please consider it? Consider what this gentleman said, the advice they get, the free resources, the radio advice, and just how we touch people's hearts and we make a difference. That's why we do what we do, and that's why we need your support. We have kind of, I don't want to get overly optimistic, but we've kind of turning a corner right now. We can see things happening with Club New Life. We can see some increase in giving, but we have a long ways to go, and we just need to keep it going. So if you can make an individual gift, we need those. We need brand new people who have never given to make a gift, and we need you to join Club New Life. We are changing up our free gift, our thank you gift. The thank you gift is now a thumb drive, and the thumb drive has 71 teachings on it.
The best. Yeah. Some an hour long.
Yeah, that's right. And they are by every radio host that just sits around this table, and a couple of guest people as well. Plus a whole year's worth of Club New Life CDs. You'll be new joining the club. You'll get a year of our Club New Life CDs, which is our monthly CD we make available to all of our Club New Life members. So we need you to join. We need your help. We need to just get out of having to have me here every day seeking support. And just work me off the air, if you would.
Okay, so here's the deal. We've got this thumb drive, 71 of our best teachings. There are 12 of the Club New Life CDs. I do one every month. We got the past 12. That'll get you caught up on that. But also, we send you a Bluetooth speaker with the New Life logo on it for you to listen to. It makes it easy. I'll tell you, you get this thumb drive, you get the app, you're there. You're a New Life compatriot. So call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Sign up for this. We can't give this away all that long. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 71 of the best teachings we've got here. You'll love this, and just about every topic you can imagine. It's just our way of saying thank you for that $30 a month gift.
And so when somebody ups their giving, they get that gift as well.
You make a gift, if you up your giving by $10 or more, you get the same gift. Yeah, thank you for saying that, Dave. Appreciate that.
Okay. All right, so call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, especially if you are a member. $10 a month, you get this great benefit. Let's go to Tom from Savannah, Georgia. Listens on SiriusXM. That comes on at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and 131 is the channel. Hi, Tom. Welcome to New Life. Tom, you're
on
the air.
Hey, how are you all today?
Good. How are you? How could we help you?
Well, I was wanting to call and get your advice. My wife and me, we're in marriage counseling now. It's our third time in marriage counseling. And the counseling's not going very well for us. And over the course of our marriage, my wife has said many things that have really broken me down, so to speak, in some bad ways. And she's not even acknowledging or showing any kind of sorrow for those things that she said. And I'm basically just hanging on to the marriage at this point because, you know, we have a child together. And, you know, I can forgive, but I can't forgive,
okay.
You know.
We're going to give you some help.
It's ongoing.
Right after this. We'll be back. Hi, this is Steve Arterman from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the temple steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
My husband had done the Every Man's Battles, and I thought, what? There's something for women?
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., November 9th through the 11th.
There are so many other people that are going through the same things, that love the Lord, and it doesn't look very Jesus to do certain things and think certain things about your mate, but that's normal. I just got a new normal. It's not dark in there. It's very light. You literally hear people laughing that could not even smile or frown. I was that way as well. I was pretty much just flat. It happened almost immediately, the energy of everyone pulling together for restoration. It happens pretty fast.
To find out more about the Restore Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It went from get out quick with the info to making friends.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arderman here. Let's go right back and talk with Tom. Tom, I guess the biggest curiosity I have is what is it that she's saying to you that's so hurtful?
Well, we've been married for a little over 11 years, and throughout the whole marriage at different points, she's made the same series of comments. One of the groups of comments, she has made comparisons between me and her ex-husband in a lot of physical ways. And she's also, in addition to that, she's made comments that I can't be a good enough provider for her financially. She doesn't think that I ever will be a good enough provider for her.
You know what the diagnosis of that is, right? She's mean. That's the clinical term for what she's doing. That's just mean. And so how did you guys end up at that place? Is she angry at you? Was there any kind of infidelity, betrayal, anything that led up to this?
Why does she want to devalue you?
No, there hasn't been any infidelity, no physical or emotional affairs on either side, nothing on her side that I'm aware of. And when we were dating and then engaged, and when we were first married, things were going well. I thought we were off to a real good start. And then
when did it shift?
Slowly over the course of maybe the second year of our marriage, once we got into the second year.
Hey, Tom.
That's when a lot of the comments and things started to come about, and it's just kind of been a slow and steady progression.
Tom, what's her relationship with her father like?
Her father passed away when she was 12 years old, and I don't know a whole lot about what relationship they did have.
Because that could be...
Before he passed away.
Yeah. Well, too, I wonder, if this is a second marriage, I wonder if you were supposed to, rescue her from the first marriage, right? What didn't go well from the first husband, which probably some of the father issues, Dave, rolled into that. And now, after a year or so when, the honeymoon phase is over and the hormones shift, you're not living up to her expectations in terms of resolving her conflict, right? Because go ahead, Steve.
But here's another point. If you were sitting around with Mylon and Kay Yurkovich, or if you guys came to our marriage intensive, you'd hear a little phrase like this. You'd hear, getting a PhD in the wounds of the other person. And I don't think it's a small thing that you don't know about her relationship with her father. And so when marriage counseling isn't working, I think you got to go back and you got to say, wait a second.
Right.
Since this isn't working, how about we take a break from whatever we're trying to do here? And let's do something different. How about we talk about childhood and wounds and hurts and struggles? Maybe I could have some compassion for her, but also if she heard about you, if she could get in touch with the little boy that's walking around inside of you, mm-hmm. maybe she wouldn't be so intent on killing that little guy with these comments. That's how you turn a horrible counseling situation into something revolutionary. And so I'm just going to encourage you to go back to that marriage counselor, and I'm going to say hey, I think we got to do something different here. And the other thing is, I think you have to be really, really honest with your wife and tell her how it makes you feel.
Mm-hmm.
How it is hurting you from the inside out. And if we can do that.
I've gone to her and told her, you know, all the comments that she's made, how they've made me feel, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
And
how have those comments made you feel? You told her what?
Yeah, worthless, useless, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
Never okay. going to live up to her expectations, you know.
Well, did the marriage counselor get into the woundedness of each of you?
Yes, we have been discussing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the counselor has taken her side of things to a far greater degree than I think they should. You know, it's not really an unbiased...
Well, you know sometimes, gosh, though,
you
can tell the counselor that. But sometimes, of course, the counselor will kind of hedge toward the weaker person to keep them engaged.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, the counselor just, in an unspoken way, knows you can take it, you can handle it, because she's really trying to work more on getting this other person to change. That could be a possibility. But you've got to be open and honest about how you're feeling about the counseling and about the marriage. And I'm going to suggest, I wish you guys could get to this workshop. I'll send you Mylon Kay's book, How We Love, along with Dave's book, Smart Love. And
and
here's the thing. Don't give up on this, but don't continue in this same counseling path that you're going down. Simply must ask for a change here, a change of direction. It's not going well, okay? And then the other option is to get a different counselor if your wife would agree, but she probably wouldn't. Then the third thing I want to tell you is you've got to get some other guys on your side that are really helping you here, because I've been where you are. It's horrible for everything coming in to be negative. It doesn't do anybody any good.
And Tom, if you can take a step back, I know it's so hurtful, but if you can see that sometimes women tend to want to repair things through pointing out what's wrong.
Through criticism,
right? So it's her attempt to resolve what's wrong, and it's out of her woundedness. So if you can kind of question that and say, okay, where have you been hurt? Where have I been hurting you? And how does this make you feel? And that's hard to do when she's saying such hurtful things, but to see it as part of her hurt.
I wish we had more time. We don't. But let me remind everybody, these are the kinds of things that we deal with in our marriage intensive. I could almost guarantee you, if they went to the intensive, they would leave with a different relationship.
Yes.
Now, I'm not just a big talker. Okay, I'm a big talker. But I'm telling you, we see it over and over
not exaggerated.
Again.
Yeah.
People think it's impossible. We can't get better. And they come. And it's not impossible, and they do get better. It's September the 21st in Dallas. But let me tell you, some of you guys, you need to get to our Every Man's Battle workshop in Houston, Texas on September the 7th. It's powerful. It's life-changing. You'll never be the same again. You've got to really be sick to come out of Every Man's Battle and not want to have a brand new life with great care. I'm telling you, it's true.
Well, that just made me feel great.
Well, it's so many people think they can't change the pornography or the unfaithfulness or the lust, and they are able to do it. All right. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you all about that. If you want to join us for two more programs, 1-800-229-3000. And don't forget, we need your help. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Get that 71 teaching thumb drive and the Bluetooth speaker, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We love you. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.